Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And other than a little blip on the radar that we have to get through before we get to the fun part of the show, I still think it's going to be a very, very exciting show. Steve Brummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. So, I'm ready to go. It's Friday, and looking forward to everything, man.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
What's up, guys? Nothing much. Not to start the show off on a somber note, but I do want to pay our respects to a guy that we've had in studio with us before, a little man by the name of David Turner Jr. He came in here and shadowed us a couple days. I don't know if y'all remember, it was a couple summers ago.
I do. Yeah, of course.
He was battling DPIG it was a very fatal disease, mm-hmm. that he was only predicted to last a couple months. Mm-hmm. He ended up making it 37 months. Mm-hmm. So he got a ton of great experiences. I know a lot of people around the city got to meet him because he was always doing things. I showed up for his birthday.
Yep.
About a year ago, and it was during COVID.
He had to drive.
Yeah. And he sat on the front porch, and the FBI showed up, and they brought a robot up to, like an FBI robot up to the doorstep to deliver a package for him, made him an honorary detective. I know he was with us. I know the soccer team did a soccer day with him where he got to go play with the team. And I know a lot of people around the city did a bunch of different things for him. So I just wanted to pay our respects to David Turner Jr. and his family. He passed away around 3:41 a.m. this morning after a long, hard battle. And, he was a fighter for sure.
Yep. No, yeah. No doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we'll kind of do a little rebound on that story. Steve told me a story that I think it would be good for him to share with y'all before, because here's the thing, I'm going to bring it right back down. So, Steve, do you mind sharing your story about your experience while out at dinner the other night, your great moment?
Oh, my gosh, man. So, I go out last night to dinner.
It's a great moment.
This is a beautiful thing, man. It's just something I haven't witnessed in a while, man. So, we went out to dinner last night at the old school New York Pizza, right? And out there where we're gonna move, so we were out there, we're eating, and we were on the outside patio, and there was about four or five families out there. There was more than that, but with kids. So, anyways, one family sits there, sit down. And they kind of got the ringleader of the group, so he's kind of moving around a little bit.
You're right.
So it was funny because he was kind of going through, and he wasn't doing anything bad, you know. He was just kind of messing around, yeah. You know, he was probably 6-7, he's a little older, you know. So anyways, I could tell the mom was kind of like, I want him to be able to run around, but like she kept kind of looking, and he was kind of over by us, right?
Right.
So I just was like,
he's good.
I was like, he ain't bothering us at all. So yep. if you, I was like, dude, you know, don't worry about it. She was like, oh, okay, you know. And then anyways, another couple, they had a couple kids, right? One of them was real young, probably Xavier's age. The other one was a little older, probably the other kid's age. So they start coming out, and they start playing. So now these kids are kind of running through the tables a little bit. Again, we're outdoors and stuff. So, and there was an older couple there, and now kind of the shift is kind of went to them, like, are they okay with this?
Right.
Lady was like, Listen, here's what I love. I ain't gonna tell what they were driving, but I was kind of like, are they okay with these kids running around?
Right.
But the lady was like, oh, honey, y'all, these kids are fine. Let them run around and enjoy themselves. So we're like, okay. So anyways, another family was there. Their kids jump in. So Xavier, at this point, Xavier's got his phone, and he's looking around like, I ain't going to keep sitting here watching YouTube at this point.
He chose playing over the phone, Steve?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a point I was going to make, too. But it was like, he was like, look, man. He's kind of looking at me. I'm like, man, go on, play.
Go on, you have my blessing.
So anyways, everybody's eating dinner, man, and all these kids are just running around. They're playing. They're having a good time. You know, they start playing hide and seek. There's nowhere to hide. So now I'm invested in the games.
Now listen, now you judging your son based on his ability to hide.
Oh, no. Xavier and the other kid, they're just kind of like, you know, they don't know what's going on, but the older kids are trying to play hide and seek, you know, so they, man.
You forget, like, a restaurant is like a maze for a kid that age, like high walls and mazes.
Well, anyway, like I said, we're outdoors, so if anybody knows kind of where I'm talking about, you know the little side patio. So I text Marcus at 8:05, remind me to tell you I saw the most beautiful thing tonight. and is what it was that. It was like, man, after the last year, to see kids running around, playing, enjoying themselves.
And see parents not being...
Yeah, it's like, and look, and I understand why. So this isn't one of those. I understand why for the last year people have kind of been like, okay, watch out, you know, a little bit. But to kind of see now, man, just the, like, oh, okay.
No, I was talking more about the behavior part, that even before COVID, just the, you know, you get the group of parents and then you get the one group, just get your kids away from me.
Right. Just in general, man. But right. You know what? I think even those parents, though, may have after the last year, may appreciate, like, you know, man, no, let these kids play, man. Let these kids enjoy themselves. So they did, man, and it was a beautiful thing to watch. So,
well, let me say this first, Steve, before we get to the phone lines and before we get into me ruining the rest of the show. Steve, I worry about you now.
Okay.
Brian, I'm starting to get worried about Steve.
Welcome to the party.
Okay.
Brian, answer me this. Out of 5 days a week, out of 7 days a week, how many times do you think Steve has been out? In 3 weeks, how many times has Steve went out to his future place of living?
Okay.
Every
this,
night.
This is a good
It point. Seems like it. Every night. Because he's like, well, I went to Gustavo's last night. I went to Old Pizza or Old Chicago Pizza last night. Oh, was out at the amphitheater at the concert at the Norton Commons. You know, it's like, oh, okay.
Brian.
This is fair.
When do you move, Steve?
June 10th.
What the hell are you going to do on June 11th, Steve? You have been out there 21 out of 22 days.
You've experienced everything you can experience
out
there.
You are literally burning every experience.
Yeah.
Calm down, Steve. You only have 2 weeks.
He's quickly turning into an East Ender.
Man,
Steve,
I know.
You don't have to drive out there. You'll be there in no time, Steve. Relax.
I know.
R-E-L.
He did the same thing in Gatlinburg. It's like he went like 4 or 5 times before he decided to move there the first
like,
year.
You know what? Let's just go back. I know. It is.
So, Steve.
That's a fair point.
Okay. I said it. You're not going to worry about this anymore.
I'm not going to go back to the concert on Saturday.
Not going to go back tonight.
Yeah, I'm not going tonight, okay? No, that's a totally fair criticism.
Jason from Bullet Central, thanks for joining us.
Whoa.
93.9, fire away.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning,
folks? Good.
So, you know, like, I work at FedEx. And, like, you know, I'm driving around in my truck last night listening to the radio, 93.9, like I usually do. And Keith Otto comes on and is talking about Louisville getting a team in the TBT.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to, like, say, you know, dude, like, I want to see guys like...
I'm listening.
You know, sorry.
No, you're fine.
I want to see guys that... I want to see guys like Kyle Couric, you know, maybe Terrence Williams, Earl Clark, Terrence Jennings. I mean, obviously Smarto's on the team already. And, you know, like just guys like that, you know. And I don't know why we haven't had a team in there before, man. I mean, I feel like U of L as a fan base really appreciates the guys that, you know, like that have played here before. And they follow up on them overseas even. I mean, shoot, I still look up Kyle Couric's stats to this day because he was just one of my favorite players. But, you know, like I'm just really excited, and I hope this fan base gets behind the, you know, the raising money and all the campaign and everything, because I really want to see that team in the basketball tournament. But I'll hang up here and listen to what y'all have to say, and go Cards.
Listen, I not only do I appreciate that call,
yeah.
That's one of those spirited calls that make us remember this is why we do what we do. This is the energy that keeps everything strong, even during the most tumultuous of times. That lets you know, until my season gets here, let's start recruiting for my TBT team.
Listen, I'll say this, and by the way, really quick, Wright 802 said I went to my house that was being built every day. Okay, so when you're about to, I mean, I don't have a house being built.
That's their actual domicile.
Listen.
Not all the restaurants right that are going to be in walking distance from your place, Steve. That is 100% a apples to.
Look, I'm like, come on, 802, will you get my back?
Right. I'm thinking of apples to DFH Mitsubishi Mini Splits comparison.
Too much. Okay, all right. TBT.
Okay, no. We can't go TBT just yet. Because the TBT thing is a little more serious.
Okay.
Oh, actually, TBT is more sports and more fun. But I got to do this.
Okay.
You know how we always have those debates about, like, the work snitch or the what is it called? The guy who thinks he's the manager, but he's really not. And just every job has those personalities and or characters, right?
Okay.
And I don't know which character I'm about to be.
Okay.
And, like, normally, y'all, I don't give y'all permission to, like, go in on me. At, like, okay, like, the window situation, okay, I can take a day of y'all, you know, get your jokes out today. Because I don't make mistakes like that very often. I explained my gaffe and all that good stuff, right? I'm going to be a character this morning. And because I'm going to be this character, y'all as a listenership are going to suffer. Steve is going to suffer.
Okay.
Brian Hall is going to suffer. And everybody else in this studio is going to suffer at my hands.
Okay.
Because of what I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
Nathan Huber.
Okay.
I know you're listening right now.
Ooh.
Nathan, take the focus. Take the water. Take the coffee. Take the food drops. Except for Bear Knows and Which. And take it all, Nate. If people still haven't got the point that they need to clean up, stop leaving their focus cans at the workstations where everybody else has to work at, take it all. We don't deserve coffee stations with beautiful coffee stations and creamers and flavors and Krispy Kreme coffees and Dunkin' Donut flavors and all this Tyler Mount, all the wonderful stuff that we have. Take it. I'm not going to like it. Take it. Put it in your office. Make people sign out of focus and make them turn in their card to get in the building. If you want to focus, give me your card. That way, if you forget to bring your focus and put it in the trash can, you won't be able to get in the building tomorrow. Or you'll have to wait till somebody else who's responsible gets it in. Clean up after yourself. Stop leaving your empty or half empty cans on the table in the studios. God, Drew told y'all. Nate told y'all. Golly, clean up after yourself.
Now what's going to happen? I can't wait till everybody get pissed off at me.
Man, it's because of you, we don't got focus no more.
No, it's because people won't clean up behind themselves. Take it all. So, wait, I'm not finished.
Okay.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right.
TBT.
TBT. All right. I wanted to make sure you got it all out.
Woo! So that way, TBT, Brian Hall. When you first heard the news of TBT, what's your excitement level? 1 to 10, 10 being the most excited you could be?
10, because, you know, I'm excited about...
Brian went full 10, Steve.
I went full 10. I mean, I'm excited to see a collage of former players put together. I like how Keith's doing it, where he's making an announcement for one player a day. So we know Samardo Samuel's on the team. But it's going to be a lot of former NBA players, too, so I'm excited about that.
Go ahead and grab that. Steve, TBT excitement level, 1 to 10.
10. A 10. Yeah. Yeah,
elaborate, please.
Listen, I'm all the way up on this one, man. Look, give me a 10, 15, if I could.
Oh, God.
I am going to be so much more invested than I should be. and here's the problem. I'm going to do the worst thing ever. It's just going to piss people off. I've been privy to some of the roster. Somebody's like, why you do crap like that? Why you stupid stuff like that?
Don't steal Otto Shine.
Never. Yeah, I would never. Right. No, dude, he is doing his thing, man. Okay. Like, yeah, no, they're doing their thing. So, but he's a great guy, too.
I'm going to need you to act like you're not privy to any of the roster, though, when we start having the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to have to backtrack a little bit on this.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
And then when you're finished elaborating, ask me my excitement level.
Listen, and here's the thing. Here's what I'm worried about.
You're out of 10. You're not worried about anything.
I am, because I'm out of 10. How do I say this? I can deal with my current college basketball team of college kids, of babies, sometimes going out there and just getting their butts kicked. It happens, right? Mm-hmm. College basketball players. I don't know if I can deal with it the same way with my guys that I watched for 1, 2, 3, or 4 years, my guys who I followed, who I got invested in, who I watched some of them have NBA careers, who I watched some of them have great overseas careers, who I watched do some of the greatest moments in the history of my life, mm-hmm. of my U of L fan, right? Fandom. I can't handle if they go out there and get their butts kicked. It'd kill me.
How could you be a 10 when you know good and well you nor I would be able to tolerate my whatevers? I don't even want to put on resumes what some of these players might have on their resumes who left off on notes, Steve, that can't be undone.
Yeah.
And the only way they can be undone is if I put a crap product out there.
Yeah.
And get wasted by some no names from Ohio State.
I know.
Listen, Steve, we had this conversation all the time. You have to not play. You have to win your last race against your son.
I know.
You have to win that last race.
Right.
The players on this program, most of them have left as winners in my eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much all of them.
Right. So the group anybody that's going to qualify for this TBT has resumes of big time winning. I'm not putting my guys out there.
Well, because here's the problem.
I'm not putting my guys out there, Steve.
Here's the problem. No. no roster they can put out there. Okay, I'm just being a fan right now. Like, this is one where me and James Strebel could lock arms. And I could say, James, you know you'd feel the same way. There's no roster they can put out there that I'm not going to be like, well, they should win the whole thing, no problem.
That's the problem.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want expectations of my TBT like, to caller, win the championship.
Caller said earlier, he threw out like Earl Clark, Kyle Kura, guys
I know.
Like that. If I've got that team, I'm going to be like, I watch these guys. There's no way they can lose.
Here's the problem.
And the reason I say James and me could lock arms, because, I mean, like, James, if they threw together a pre-Cal, now, unfortunately, the Cal team.
They're all busy right now.
All in the league. But like, you know, you'd be like, there's no way. You know, it's like, because I'm invested in these guys. I'm like, you can't beat Shane Bohannon.
That's why I'm not. But here's the problem,
I'm like,
Steve.
Darius Johnson Odom for Marquette? Are you kidding me?
But listen, Steve, I can't see unacceptable body fats on guys that I saw play under Rick Pitino.
I don't think you're going to have that issue.
I don't think so either. But, Steve, if I see it and they don't have the same intensity – I'm going to go crazy from the beginning.
Ooh, Texter says what? You know, Texter, good point. Good point. Because I think we do assume sometimes. Texter says, could just backtrack for me. What is the TBT?
Oh, sorry.
You know what? We should have
Let me take this call real quick, and then we'll elaborate on it. Softball Dad Dustin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
Absolutely.
Well, two things. Marcus, one. You still haven't beat your uncle at one-on-one.
That's the point. That's one of the best lessons of my life.
Okay, and I want to back up to your Drew Deaner-ish rant on the trash and the focus cans and the coffee cups and the that. To me, we need more of Mean Marcus. I need you riled up. But being the optimist 100% of the time, get angry, let it out. And when you were ranting, I was like, "Is it a Dick Vitale Friday?"
listen, I can end up calling him out. Look, all I got to do is scroll down his timeline to find something to get worked up about.
All right, have a good weekend, man.
Appreciate the call.
You too.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. And again, I don't want to be that person. I don't. But again, forcing Steve and Marcus, and I won't even throw Steve's name in, forcing Marcus to do a show and squalor or clean up behind somebody is just not fair.
I try to focus every day.
And you take it to the trash can when you're done every single day.
Yeah.
Most people do. Some people decide, no, somebody should have to clean up behind me everywhere I go in this studio.
Wife's coming up to drop something off to me. Do you want Starbucks?
Thank you, Charity, but no.
Okay. Tell her no. He's got lime water.
Let him enjoy his lime water. Okay. You going to explain to people what the TBT is?
Yeah, okay. The TBT, because that is fair, Texter. Like, I think you do got to say it's called the basketball tournament. It started out a tournament for $1 million. I don't know if the prizes has went up, because sometimes they do. But basically, it was just a team full of, you know, you put together.
It's kind of your alumni.
Well, it did start that way. It kind of started as like the
overseas
trip. Elite was like the one team that was kind of the other ones. It was like you kind of implied that they were alumni. It's starting to get a little more
alumni-ish.
Like alumni, like Syracuse had a team. I think Marquette's team won it last year. You know, and then you've got like the overseas elite teams and stuff like that. That play in it. It's actually really good basketball. Ryan McMahon played in it last year.
He did well.
He played with the Dayton guys,
he
right?
He was a mercenary, too.
Yeah.
He did good.
Yeah,
it was good to see Ryan out there.
So, you know, that's kind of what it is. So, just to explain. So, I wonder if they'll have fans at it this year.
And again, for Texter, imagine over, you know, a couple, you know, 10 teams, overseas guys, you just put a good money pot up, you know.
Who tore it up this year? Joe Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Joe Johnson tore up another one.
I think it's some other league.
Was it?
It wasn't a 3-on-3, was it? Where they had he tore up the Ice Cube thing.
Ice Cube.
Where he just looked unstoppable. You're right. And you're like, they had the 10-point shot and all
you're right.
Like, yeah, like he had, he was a monster.
Yeah, the big three. Yeah, because Joe Johnson.
You working for
with all due respect, probably any team he was on the TBT would have won. Which is still amazing because like,
I know
when you look at the TBT, you're like, the thing that's so fun about it is, and this is the problem. Every time I would watch it, I'm like, oh man, a bunch of players, like I remember, you know, but I never had like a rooting interest. Now I do. Ryan, I'll watch all the games.
Where Ryan was close.
Yeah. Ryan was close. I agree with that. But like, I wonder if it'll have fans this year and if they're going to go back to kind of, because before they would play in some of your cities. So I think that would have a big time Louisville turnout.
TBT, it would be dying to get a Louisville team in.
Can you imagine Louisville and Marquette? Like, Travis Diener.
And what if the game was somewhere accessible for Louisville fans?
That's what I'm saying.
What if it was like up in Cincinnati or something?
Oh, I know. Or in Louisville.
Just like, yeah. It's going to, yeah, Robbie Valentine, we're going to need you to find a way to put aside some of that Yum Center.
They put 15,000.
Oh, Freedom Hall.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm saying. You'd put 10,000, 15,000 in there to watch a TBT game with
Louisville. To watch Ryan and Shane on the same team.
Yes, because that's the thing. It's like a fantasy dream team. It's like I've always wanted to know what it would look like to see Peyton Siva throw an oop to Earl Clark. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you're like, this is like a dream team, man. Like, this is going to be awesome. And I know Mark had Keith on, I think, yesterday. I'm going to have Keith on this show. I probably should have done it today. But if not, I'll do it. We'll get him on Monday or Tuesday.
Take time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and let him talk about it because it's like people are throwing out names like Quinn Snyder, you know, and it's just like different ones. And if we talk to him real nice, we might even be able to get him to reveal a player on the show. You know, because he's doing it cool. And so far, Samardo Samuels. I'm excited to see Samardo play again. I loved watching Samardo. I mean, he was the number one player in America, and we got him. And as a freshman, he started at center, and we went to the Elite Eight.
Under Rick.
We were the number one overall seed. We got to number one in the regular season for the first time ever with Samardo Samuels as a freshman center. And some people are like, man, he was a bust. He was a true freshman center. He'd come out in the red-white game and had like 24.
Needs to work on his jump shot.
Right. But, man, I mean, how exciting is that? Like,
let me get to this phone line really quick. Ray, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Nah, Mark, it's just Roy.
Oh, Roy, sorry about that. Yep.
That's all right. I'm Roy from Ohio. I'm with you at nighttime sometimes too. But I ain't supposed to do today.
Sorry about that. Oh, good. So you're kind of enjoying the carryover of the conversation then.
That's right. You know, hey, I'm late nights with Marcus and up with you and Steve in the morning. Hey, what can I say?
Fair enough.
Hey, no, but what I was talking about is with me living up here in Ohio and you guys were talking about you guys don't want to get overhyped and expect too much out of the Louisville team. No. Dude, up here in Ohio, they expect that all-Ohio team to win that TBT every year. They got a whole team of ex-Buckeyes, Diebler, Lauderdale, Leidy, Sullinger. All them dudes are on that team. So if we put the U of L team, I can't help but to think we got to win it. You know, that's my expectations on like that. I don't think that's getting overhyped at all.
Roy, I appreciate the call. Roy, don't do this to me. Like, I don't want to be drug into this, y'all.
And why did you? I'm like, Leidy Sullinger? I'm like, Jesus. We need more players.
That's exactly the point, see? That's exactly. Once you start saying names and once you start doing that, I'm like, you know what? Okay, you went. How ironic is this? How ironic is Brian? This is what's funny. Did you? Oh, is he answering the phone right now? Is Brian answering the phone right now, Steve?
Yeah.
Steve, this is exactly what I said last night.
Mm-hmm.
This is funny, Steve. Last night,
of course, was joking around about coaching, you know, me coaching the thing and something like that. And I said, I'm going to put Steve on the team or put him on the roster, something like that. I said, the problem with Steve is in the middle of the game, he'll be on his phone trying to recruit more players to the team.
That's fair.
The first thing you just said is, we need more players.
Yeah.
Steve.
It's fair.
When I hear that, I say, y'all got to get in camp.
Yeah.
Y'all got to get, listen, we got to put y'all up in a hotel. We got to start a 10-day camp, a mini camp or something. Now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know when it's going to start, but I need to get everybody, I need to make sure everybody's in tip top. Don't embarrass me. Right? I mean, that's how, once you start throwing out the names of some other teams, I'm like, I'm not coming here to get beat.
Okay, well, let me do this, and I know it's 37, so we can go to break, but I want it on the other side. Okay, I know I'm kind of taking the reins here. I need, and I'm going to say realistic, okay? And don't take offense to that, if anybody. I need Marcus Maven, coach, which we could probably get that done. Okay, coach of the TBT. We'll have to talk to Keith about that when he gets on. Be like, hey, you know, Mark's a good coach. Listen, Coach Marcus Maven, and then we'll go to break. Ross, wait through the break. I know we got to get there. It's already 37th. You put together your realistic, I want a realistic, starting five.
You can take him if you want.
One guy off the bench. We can take Ross and then go to
Ross,
break. And then I want that after the break.
Thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I mean, y'all know I'm loyal. I would have just waited.
No, we know, man. But you're loyal, so we didn't want to make you wait, man. So,
I appreciate that. So I was the one that asked. I didn't even know what the TBC was. So I appreciate you answering my question. I was just thinking, and now I have lost my train of thought. So how about this? I'm gonna call back after the commercial, and then we'll do it all. We'll just redo this.
Listen, that's what excitement like this will do to you. It'll get you going up. I tell you what. Quick
call us back, Ross.
Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet River Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Holding on through the break was our man Ross. We'll go straight to him. Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Feeling good.
Thanks for taking my phone call.
For sure.
I didn't know what the TBT was. So, I mean, is this like a full court, 5-on-5?
Oh, yeah. It's full tournament for the money.
Okay, man. So, I was not aware when we were talking last night, like people to be on teams or what was the night before.
Yeah,
you know, I was throwing out some names. I didn't realize it was like that. But even still, some of the names I threw out before, I think it would be all right. But somebody was talking about y'all were talking about E5 yesterday, and I can't think of Earl in this capacity when his name gets brought up. So everybody remembers the oop from Sosa, you know, in Freedom Hall. We all remember that. And, I mean, it was like from like half court, you know. I mean, it was just Monster Oob, right? And it was over Heron Goody, if I remember. Is that correct?
Well, no, I don't think he didn't have an Oob. He just took him off the bounce from the free throw line.
Took him out. Yeah.
Well,
maybe I'm thinking of another clip, but there was a Oob that he got from Sosa one time.
Yeah.
And then, like, they got Earl back in the locker room. And I can't find this on YouTube ever anymore, but I think it may have been Howie that was asking him about, you know, what goes through your mind when you kind of know as a player that's going to happen. And, like, you know how Earl talk, you know, and his response was, "Oh, man," I was like, "What?"
How do you remember that?
I don't know. It's real obscure, but I wish somebody could find that clip because he was asking, like, what goes through your mind? He's like, "Oh, man," I was like, "What?"
Ross, do you know what my favorite Earl Clark memory was since we're doing this? Was when they were in the locker room and Louisville had went and played Minnesota in Arizona because that's where the Final Four was. Well, then Louisville was going into the tournament, and they were asking him, and it might have been Paul, who's actually in the building right now. Somebody asked him, they were like, "Have you ever been to Arizona?" And he was like, "Nah, man, I don't think I ever been to Arizona." And then, like, one of his teammates looked at him and was like, "Dude, we were there a month and a half ago." And he was like, "Oh, yeah." You know, it was like, "Oh, yeah." And it was just like, but the way they looked at him, like, "Dude, we literally just played." Because like, whoever the teammate was goes, "You sure you've never been to Arizona? Not once." And he was like, "Nah, man, I don't think I've ever been out there." And he was like, "Are you positive?" And finally he was like, "Dude, we just played there." It was funny, though. Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff.
I don't know. Something about his voice, man, just always cracked me up. And his responses were just, like, so, like, I don't know. I don't know.
There's a reason.
The word. I think many of us are well aware. But man, I don't know if he would take the invite. Maybe he would. And I don't know what kind of shape he would be in. But to kind of bounce off of that, man, if their character would take the UofL invite and play for us, and if he could play, man, I'd be all for that. Their character is still one of my most favorite UofL players of all time. There is not a dude like. When he was fully engaged, you couldn't keep that dude off the boards, and you couldn't keep him from getting a bucket. I mean, it's kind of unfortunate. I mean, I know what the ins and outs of that were, speaking of Earl and stuff, but, you know, I love watching Derek character play, and I love watching old clips when he was here, because, man, when he was just a beast. He was, like, the first time in a really long time that we had a player like Huggins and UC constantly had, just bullying dudes, so... Anyways, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go take my son to go hit some golf balls, and y'all take it easy. Have a good weekend. Thanks for holding with me.
Absolutely. Phone lines are loaded
up.
Yeah,
keep rolling.
And we got some serious subjects we're going to jump into.
And I'm still going to have you answer my question, but I know you got some things you want to do first.
I got a disclaimer.
We'll take these.
Kathy, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Well, I live in Kansas, and the TBT tournament in Wichita is a big deal. They, you see, you know, K-State and KU don't respect us. So we actually get to play sometimes against some of those players. And the tournament in Wichita is even broadcast on the radio. And it's a big deal because I think one year Fred VanVleet played on it, and Ron Baker and some of those guys. And it's a big deal in Wichita. They take it pretty serious.
So you're all 100% in favor of Louisville putting it.
Oh yes, and I'd like to see some of my favorites, come back and play. One of my favorites, and he always got maligned, was Wayne Blackshear. There was something about him that I always liked, and I still remember when he put his butt on the line in that last game. I think it was against Michigan.
Yes,
State.
Yes. Busted and his nose up and everything.
I wonder what ever happened to him. He was always one of my favorites, and I'd get so angry at people that would badmouth him, you know. But anyway, you know, get some of those guys like Luke and you know, Peyton Siva and Russ Smith and some of those. You know, I remember Brewer and Dick Rogers. Dewan Wheat was always one of my favorites, but I have to tell you a Dewan Wheat story.
Absolutely.
I got really sick. It was the year that Louisville was going to play North Carolina to go to the Final Four.
Yep.
And I ended up in the emergency room, and they almost kept me. And I said, you can't keep me. I said, my Louisville Cardinals are playing to go to the Final Four. And I said, I got to go home. And that was when Dewan Wheat, you know, sprained his ankle so badly, and he could hardly go.
Yep.
But in Wichita, they take it very seriously, and it's a big deal down there, so I think it's wonderful. And if you get a team together, I'd like to know who's on it, and maybe you can have somebody broadcast the games, because I think it'd be fun. Thanks.
No, thank you, Kathy. Listening to your energy, you're selling me, giving me a little more confidence in my team as we speak.
Enjoy when Kathy calls.
Oh, me too. And thank you for taking up for Wayne. God, that upset me off so quick.
Right.
Somebody's like, Wayne, he's going to be on the next Wayne Blacks here. Oh, start for three of his 4 years, come in the Final Four and drop 10, win a national start on a national championship team, carry his team on his back to an Elite Eight. Yeah, I hope he is another Wayne Blacks here. Sorry. It's pissing me off. I'll take plenty of Wayne Blacks years. Wayne put Luke on the bench. Do you remember that?
No, they don't remember that at all.
Sorry, Luke.
Let me get to the phone lines one more time. Uncle Larry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, I want a copy of this podcast, my friends. Ross and my girl from Kathy from Kansas and old Uncle Larry calling in within 1 hour of each other.
Perfect.
This TBT team, guys, I'm excited as all get out. I was telling your producer back there, Brian, a while ago, we've had some rim wreckers over the years in this city. And if I got anything to do with it, we're going to get some T-shirts made up, and they're going to be called the Louisville Rim Wreckers, and they're going to destroy some rims like they always have. And, Steve, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Would it be okay if Uncle Larry came out there Wednesday night and watched my all-star players and get an evaluation for each player and kind of have a talk with you guys about getting prepped up for your games and softball with the gas bag?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we – let me double-check with
Nikki
B.
Not sure about the date.
I think it's 7:15, I think. But let me double-check with Nikki V, and I'll get you the time, man, because we'd love to have you out.
Yeah, one more request. I'm pushing that 70 years old. I'd like to get out on that field one more time. So if you could put me a second base for one inning, I would enjoy the holy hell out of that. So I could still go to my left real well, and I could run around the base. So you don't have to worry about the oxygen masks or anything. So God bless y'all. Have a great weekend, and go Cards. Bye.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate that call.
Let me talk to Nick, Coach Nick and Coach Jeff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no. They take it serious, too.
Jeff's pretty serious. Jeff probably make you hit, run around the bases.
I was going to say, he'll make you try out. He'll give you a full tryout. So here's the thing. This is what happened. You asked me a question about their roster. It's a great question. Question that I hadn't stopped thinking about since, you know, the idea of Louisville's TBT, you know, or joining the TBT. But here's the thing. You also said reasonable. Sensible, right? So in my mind, I immediately brought up some rules and regulations and some things that we're going to have some universal rules when selecting, when, you know, thinking about the product. Because here's the thing. I am the Department of Quality Control.
Okay.
Before I'm a coach.
Okay.
Quality Control. Hello, come on in. Sit down. Like I'm the guy you bring in to say, okay, how do we ensure that we're okay with the product we put on the court?
Right.
I'm going to give you the quality control rules and parameters at the beginning of the next hour before we give you rosters.
Okay. Okay. That's fair.
because I can't just throw rosters out there. It's not fantasy. This is serious now. It went from ha-ha. Once Kathy called in and said, no, Marcus, it's serious. Kathy just made it real. Quality control is the most important thing before we get a roster. Rolling along, middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.